have no idea what I'm doing, but I'm still going to give this a try. Welcome to my first ever Snapshot memoir. My name is Jordan Young, and today I will be telling you the story that is known as My Sister. It wasn't really difficult coming up with this title, but you know what? I still have fun making this. Anyways, I have a lot of tea to spill, so sit back, drink up, and let's get it started. I moved down here from Asbury Park when I was just 4 years old. Growing up, I was very shy, so making new friends was never really on my agenda. We'd only lived down here for, dare I say, a couple months until we met this older, really funny guy. His name was Bob Erskine. He was my older sister's track coach, and frankly, he's awesome. Anyways, he told my mom that he had a daughter that was around my age, so they set up a play date. I remember that play date like it was yesterday. I remember waking up to the doorbell ringing, and I saw this slightly tall, fair-skinned, blonde-haired girl. She had such a wonderful smile, although I didn't see her teeth now that I come to recall it. Anyways, the play date went smoothly. We bothered my brother, we kept asking my mom for cookies, even though she kept saying no. It was overall a fun day. And at our age, we just became best friends instantly. We just clicked. Kindergarten came around, but sadly we were in separate classes. But needless to say, her dad would pick us up every day after school, and we'd go over to the high school for track practice. We would lay in the concrete, or 2+2s, and sometimes we just roll the discuses back and forth to each other. We had fun. It was the best thing ever, but that was when we were young, and our only sense was chicken nuggets, and I want that toy. Sadly, seasons changed, and so did we. Rob began became more aggressive and controlling. She even bullied people who didn't want to be friends with her. I didn't know this Robianne, and I didn't intend on befriending her. For years, I endured this side of her. It was almost as if I was meeting a total stranger. But for some strange reason, my only reason to continue my journey with her was because I felt like I had no one else. Sadly enough, middle school came around, my ups and downs became my downs and downs. I couldn't stand this girl, and I didn't know how to deal with it. Now I get what you're thinking. Jordan, this try to meet other people. It's middle school, for crying out loud. This is the time for bonding and friendships. Well, I had a strong distaste for the kids in my class, namely her, but there was this other girl that was tied in my dislike list. She was slightly short, chubby, but she was comical. Her name was Emily Calabrese. I couldn't stand her. For 2 weeks straight, I had a deep loathing for everyone, but it only manifested from the relationship I had with Robianne. But as my bond with Emily grew, I realized what a true friend is. It made me realize that I had to drop Robianne in order for a better life. But my confidence was only fueled by my support from Emily. 2 days into November, I sent a text. Be advised, this conversation was modified, but there is some content that may be disturbing. I shot her a text. Robbie, you got a minute? Yeah, what do you want? Things between you and I have gotten overbearing. You changed, and not once for the better. We can no longer be friends, and I'm not sorry about saying that. It was a while before she replied. You think you'll last without me? You're such a loser. Besides, I never truly liked you. It was only for our family's sake. This took me back, but my confidence, I had to make the last draw. I would last. Besides, I have a new best friend. She's better than you, and I'll take that any day. Oh my god, that emo freak? I bet it's because you're a lesbian. Can't wait to tell everyone at school. She really thought she could catch me with that. And I can't wait to tell everyone that I stopped hanging around a bully. That was the end of that. I blocked her, and ever since I tried my hardest not to associate with her. I focused on Emily. She made me happy. Until this day, she became my sister. I've been happier, or at least tried. But things have gotten better for me. And that is a blessing. But right now, as I would sit here and say, well, that was my sister. We had our ups and downs, but to be honest, I could never truly say that. The story with Robianne and Emily are not completely over until they are both out of the picture. It was just a chapter in the long story that's my life. But sitting here writing the script made me realize that I was walking down a road. But not just any road. A road that had many exits, but I chose to keep going straight. Still at 3 a.m. while I tried to sleep, my thoughts and anxiety sometimes make me feel that I didn't make the right decision. I should have sucked it up and tried to live through it. Sometimes I wonder what could have been, and sometimes by comparison the two come back. It was weird that Rabia never really smiled with her teeth, but I pretty much ignored it until I met Emily, who only made sure I saw her teeth. I mean, well, she sometimes bit me, but that's a different story for another day. Maybe that's why I'm picky about seeing people's teeth when I talk to them. I just try to live by the saying, a snake never smiles with its teeth. It's dramatic, I know, but with my experience with this girl, it's made sense. And to be honest, it's probably one of the best decisions I've ever made. Well, now that I'm awake and I'm not really worried about it. But I'm sure at 4 a.m. today, when I try to get my last 5 minutes and 3 seconds of sleep before I have to get ready for the school day, my anxiety would be telling me, you should have stayed friends with her. You're such a loser, dude. My God, dude. You suck. But you know what? My sisterhood with Emily's made me realize that I didn't need a person like Robbie in my life constantly badgering me. It lifted a weight off my shoulders, knowing that I didn't have to deal with a bully every single day. And now that I only have to worry about her at track practice, where she's destined to beat me in every single event we're in together, I just realized that I'm holding all the cards. As long as I do what I gotta do, nothing's gonna stop me. I'm rambling here, but you know what? It feels right to get this off my chest. It feels right, knowing the truth about why I did what I had to do. And I guess that's why I became more rough and meaner towards people that I just meet. But in the end, I become nicer to them because I feel like I can trust them. It's a weird strategy, I know, but so far it's worked. And that's something I can totally keep living with. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. It took me a lot to spill this, but it's important for people to understand why I have a deep distrust in people. I know it's dramatic, but it's worth it. Thanks again, and please don't forget to tune in for more stories such as this. I will see you in the next one. And remember, I always got tea boiling on the stove.